Who has more rings? Who has more medals? Who has more titles?
But you know what?
That's not necessarily the true definition of greatness.
Just longevity, to me, has to be a part of...
Longevity is definitely a part of it.
It's a part of it.
It's the future!
Down and distance on WGNRadio.com.
15 meters left for Phelps. And Chandler Clark's trying to do it. Masate Sakai down there in lane 7 is creeping up. But Michael Phelps is going to do it again. What's Sammy? Reach for goal for Phelps.
At the gun, Gatlin away, and so is Blake, Vico, and here comes Bolt. But Gatlin has a big lead. Can Bolt catch him? Here he is, still invincible, Usain Bolt!
What's going on, everybody? Welcome in Down in Distance. Sean Davis, SD2 Mikes, that dude on Twitter, a.k.a. Twitter Gangster. Hasn't been out in a long time, though. He really hasn't. Haven't seen him. Twitter Gangster is kind of RIP for a while. Hopefully come back like The Undertaker. We'll see. Nobody's out here flexing on Twitter on you, so I see you everywhere. You throw jabs, but you don't go in like you used to. You just throw jabs.
I've been PC for a little bit. I think there's a resurrection coming, though.
Nice little...
Verse 24.
More like love taps. You haven't gave anybody
verse 24
like...
is going to be that outlet for me.
Yeah. No two pieces. I haven't seen those in a while.
Once I knocked out Bomani, it was all good.
Anyway, man, we're here Down in Distance on WGNRadio.com, affiliated with The Arena at The Arena Shy on Twitter. Check it out. Things coming soon. But right now, everybody, I don't care where you live, it's all about the Olympics right now going on in Rio. And with all the talk before the game, Sean, about all the stuff that wasn't ready and all the water concerns and the Zika virus and everything, like all that stuff. I thought it was just going to be, this was going to be horrible. And I found myself not being able to turn away from the TV. Even when I get the spoiler alerts on my phone, I still sit and watch on prime time because it's something about it. It's about being, you know, representing my country and loving my country and watching these athletes go out there and sacrifice all the time that they put into these events and actually just give it their all, man. It just makes you feel good about being an American. But when you look at what's been going down in the headlines, it's been like there's about four people's names that you hear. Ledecky, a beast, my son's favorite swimmer. Yeah, you heard me. Favorite swimmer, Simone Biles, killing it, gold, 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 one bronze. But you have the two that stick out, Usain Bolt, Michael Phelps. Both guys, different sports, one's in the pool, one's on land. It's hard to kind of compare the two in their greatness. They're both great in their own right. But who's the greatest Olympian of all times? Usain Bolt versus Michael Phelps. Can you compare their greatness? Sean, can you do it? I mean, how do you kind of weed through?
Let's step away from the norm, right?
One's on land and one's in a pool.
Okay, let's step away from the norm. The norm for most people, the normal way of thinking is who has more? Who has more rings? Who has more medals? Who has more titles?
But you know what?
That's not necessarily the true definition of greatness.
Just longevity, to me, has to be a part of...
Longevity is definitely a part of it.
It's a part of it.
Longevity is definitely a part of it. Three Olympics... It's pretty good.
Yes.
When you're in your 30s and you're still holding it down as the fastest man in the world, it's pretty good. When you're 31, you're still holding it down as the fastest man in the pool. It's pretty good. Some people will say Bolt has never lost in the Olympics. That's greatness. Some people will say, well, Phelps has lost. I mean, Phelps had a disappointing Olympics.
This one?
In 2012.
Oh, 2000. Well.
Compared to his other standards previously. So a lot of people that would choose Usain Bolt will say he's never disappointed in the Olympics. He's always been at the top of the hill.
Okay. So Bolt has never lost an Olympic event, right? Phelps failed to take gold in six events in 2000 when he was just 15. So do you count that? Is that in the equation as well?
No. Okay. Once the dominance started, okay, for Phelps, I'm counting.
I don't know.
And I'm not making a choice. I'm just giving both sides of the argument. Clearly, Michael Phelps has done more for a longer period of time. That's easy to see. The question comes into play, who has been more dominant? Not more decorated. Who's been more dominant? And you can bring up the numbers once again for Phelps. But for three straight Olympics, this man is going to give a triple-double if he wins the 200 this year on Thursday night. The track and field triple-double. The 100 and the 200 gold medal, unbeaten.
That's where I was going next. In the way that he wins, I mean, Usain Bolt is running and shutting it down, like shutting it down with like 20 yards left. Like, let me get back here, eat these free chicken nuggets McDonald's giving out, dude. Supposedly he ate over 1,000 chicken nuggets.
Now, at the peak of both of their careers, I think both of them won by considerable margins.
Yeah, but
I would say Phelps at the pinnacle of his career pretty much was head and shoulders above everybody else in swimming. This year was very close as a 31-year-old. He had some races.
Yeah, but
that he could have lost, he ended up winning.
So do you?
It was much closer. Usain Bolt, still to this day, is turning around, looking at guys, shutting it down.
I'll tell you this.
At about 80 yards. So I mean,
the two ladies that I talked about.
Yeah.
If they can keep going the way they're going,
if she can keep up this pace, but she has to do it for three Olympics.
That's what I'm saying. She's young enough to do it. If she can do it, I'd have to throw her in there just because of she does all the races. She does the long, long distance ones, and she can do the short if you need her to, plus the relays. That to me is outstanding. Mike, he doesn't do those long races. Neither does my dude Usain Bolt, but that's just that's what they do. I don't know if you can go wrong with either. I guess you would have to probably side with Usain Bolt, though. You know?
I don't know. I still can't make my decision up. I feel like I would disrespect either one to give it to the other person.
He hasn't lost, Sean. Sean, let's go back. Let's go back, right? Let's go back to the conversation we always have. That we hear people have, I should say, in the sporting world, especially here in Chicago, when they talk about MJ. Dude, he never lost in the finals, bro.
Right. 6-for-6, right?
Dude, he never lost in the finals. That's what people tell me all the time, Chicagoans. He never lost in the finals, JP. Okay? Done deal. No way LeBron could be anywhere in the vicinity of MJ's greatness. I get it. It's hard not to think that LeBron's not creeping in there, though. Even with that. So I get what you're saying. It's hard not to, because that's how I feel. I feel like, yeah, but this is different, though. It's the Olympics, Sean. Because even though Michael Phelps is not, like, you know, He has lost. He's still gotten like bronze and he's got silver. You know what I mean? He's got other medals. When you look around Usain Bolt's neck, man, he's rocking nothing but the running for your life, for your life. That Flavor Flav.
Most people will say, now I will say this. The comeback.
It's pretty.
We know what Michael Phelps went through outside of the pool.
Pretty outstanding.
The way he came back from the adversity that he had to face.
The DUIs,
the drugs.
The drugs.
Family issues.
It's got a lot
personal issues. To get back to that level and what he's exemplified and exhibited in these 2016 Olympics, it's nothing short of phenomenal.
It is. But can I flip it on the other side? Seeing what Bolt has done and in the Olympics and to be at that level and to stay at that level for that many years and not lose without taking any setback, to me, is pretty phenomenal. Because
and in the sport of track and field, not a cent of misplay.
Yes.
Or PEDs. Not a cent.
And to stay at the top with all the other stuff. Yeah, we didn't hear all the stuff. I'm talking about stuff being like endorsements and going here and being here and all these other things that come with once you get success have not even spilled over into what he's done on the track. I mean, he stayed. You know how hard it is, and I think that's what people don't realize is that when you're on top, how hard it is to be able to stay there because everybody's coming at your neck. They're coming for your spot. And you can't take any days off. I was watching that special on Katie Ledecky and just her focus, man. She's one of these pit bull dogs that just won't let up. That's strong-minded when it comes to, listen, I'm going to train as hard as possible because this is what I want. I want to be one of the greatest to ever do this. You don't see people with that type of mentality. And for her, can she keep it up? I want to see that. But watching what Usain Bolt has done is phenomenal. Seeing what Michael Phelps has done, I don't know. I don't know how you choose. I don't know how you choose. Who's better? Who's the greatest? Do they sit up there at the top with each other and just look down at everybody else like, hey, man, can you pass me some of that sweet and low? Yeah, I would like that for my iced tea while we sit up here and chill. I don't know. So you got to kind of break it down, and I feel like it's a coin flip, ladies and gentlemen. You choose. Who do you think's better? I guess the fans got to have a vote, man. I think with this post, it needs to go up with a poll. A poll. And then we'll revisit it later, and we'll tell the results. I can't wait to see this one. I can't wait to put this one out, Sean. I'm putting this one out on mine. We're going to see who's the greatest. SD.
Also, if he wins, he's going for the triple-triple this year, Usain Bolt. This would be the third straight year that Jamaica has won the 4x1.
Wow.
If they win this year.
Ooh. Oh, yeah, I'm just looking at it right now, too. We'll see. I want to know what people have to say, man. The people are going to have the voice. We're giving up to the people. Hit us up. Twitter, SD2Mikes, on Twitter, at Peyton Sun, PAYTON.
Decide for me, because I can't decide.
I can't either. I don't know who. But whoever the people go with, that's who I'm rocking with. They're probably going to, I don't know. I'm not even going to just say they're going to say Michael Phelps. I really don't. I think people are going to really have a tough time with this one, and I hope so.
Both likable guys, too.
I like both of them. I mean, I don't even rock Puma like that, but Usain Bolt got me. I went and bought me a pair of Pumas. I don't even swim. I got one of those Michael Phelps.
Phelps probably gets more money off the field. You think?
I don't know. But
like
I got,
we see Bolt with Gatorade, Puma. Earnings are pretty interesting.
$60 million is Usain Bolt. $55 million
for Michael Phelps. So they're neck and neck. Even in net worth off the field, 60 to 55.
Life is good. We'll see. Let's go. SD Two Mics on Twitter at Peyton Sun, PAYT1SUN. Hit us up on Twitter, DAD Pod on Twitter as well for the podcast. You want to catch all the old archives on there. We got a lot of stuff for you. But yeah, we'll see who's the greatest. You decide. We were here, now we're gone. Peace.